the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, last June, there was an incident in Oklahoma involving this woman, Nakima Williams, who was tased by the Oklahoma police while she was already arrested and in handcuffs. And she has filed lawsuit against the Oklahoma police officer and the police department. And amazingly enough, just to let you think how the dictatorship thinks, the police and the attorneys have argued that using a taser at point-blank range on a handcuffed woman does not constitute assault with a dangerous weapon. And the use of a taser is not unconstitutional when used to compel obedience by inmates. Now, these arguments are both absurd. Note there's talking assault with a dangerous weapon. They're not getting into the area of whether tasers are deadly or not. But we know tasers can kill. If that jolt of electricity hits your heart at exactly the right point in the beat cycle, it'll put your heart into fibrillation. And you will die. People have died from tasers. It is not a non-lethal weapon, despite what it says on the sales brochures. Clearly, any weapon used on somebody that has the potential to kill them has to be considered a dangerous weapon. Now, regarding the constitutionality, they're saying that we need to tase to compel obedience. Well, when you tase somebody, you put them into a state of blind panic. That electrical charge scrambles the brain. They're in an altered state of consciousness. They're basically in survival mode, and they're going to run around trying to get away from the taser. And we have seen these videos where the cops just keep on tasering somebody and say, "We're going to go on tasing you until you sit down and shut up." Well, that is kind of beyond the capability of somebody with 50,000 volts coursing through their nervous system. And it just shows you how utterly absurd the arguments of some of these government individuals are. That a weapon that has the potential to kill you should not be considered a dangerous weapon. And that they can tase handcuffed people until the handcuffed people sit down and be quiet. It's not going to happen. You look at a video of anybody being tased. They start thrashing around. They start screaming uncontrollably. After it's all over, they can't even remember what happened. Those tasers put you into a state where you're not fully conscious. You're not aware of what you're doing. You've lost voluntary control over your reflexes in your body. It's like that old sick joke, the floggings will continue until morale approves. That's how completely bogus this whole argument is. But that's what lawyers are paid to come up with, and judges are bribed to go along with in the United States of America. Now, getting on to the topic of those drones. Send in the drones. There have to... I'm sorry. Flashback to my theater years. The drones are big business now. Everybody's building them. Everybody's sending them over other people's houses and peeking through your window. And there's a new buzzword out there called terahertz imaging. And it's actually been around for a while. And many years ago, I actually spotted a video when this was all still supposed to be classified top secret. There was a video released of a training session involving terrorists inside a building. And they had a video that they claimed was a thermograph. It was very obviously that it was not. We got to take a break for commercials. More about terahertz imaging when we come back.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
On the 5th day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me 5 drowning polar bears. $4 guests, 3 Philpotomakers, 2 melting ice caps.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about terahertz imaging, and you've probably heard the phrase with regard to the newer generation of airport scanning machines, where they claim them to be safe. Now they're finding out that the terahertz imagers actually damage DNA through a process called molecular resonance. That's another story for another time. Some years ago, I think it was, I think like 8-9 years ago, there was a video out supposedly documenting U.S. counterterror training, and it was basically a telescopic view of a building, and there was a window, and there were these figures moving around behind it, and the video was labeled as being from a thermographic imager, but you could clearly see in this image the studs in the wall and the braces, and when the people moved away from the window, you could see them quite clearly through what you knew to be the wall, because you were seeing the studs and the braces. And it was obvious to me that was not a thermographic imager. And, you know, at the time, it occurred to me, we're dealing with a new kind of vision system using ultra-short wave radio, terahertz. That's what it means. It's like microwaves, but a lot smaller. And the wavelength of the terahertz waves is small enough where you can image using them. And that's the principle behind the airport scanners. And apparently a company has succeeded in developing a terahertz imager on a single chip, like a CCD. And so they're coming to basically be handheld units, which tells us that at least 5 to 10 years ago, the military had handheld units of terahertz imagers. And there's absolutely no doubt these things can be on the drones. So if you think you're safe from those drone surveillance aircraft, by staying away from your windows? Not at all. Not at all. Anyway, there's a new generation of military drones that are being equipped with lasers. And they're basically saying it's this system is called HELADS, which stands for High Energy Liquid Laser Area Defense System. And from the word liquid, I would presume that this is a chemically fueled laser, which will give it a lot of power in a very small compact package, but limited number of shots because of the weight carrying capacity of the necessary drone. But it's a zero time of flight weapon. And so obviously in the new generation of drones are going to be able to basically poke holes in you from a distance using this laser beam. James Cameron had it right when he showed us the world of the Terminator with the hunter killers overhead zapping with laser beams. We're there. We are there. Now then, speaking of drones, the U.S. Navy is starting to experiment with what's called the X-47B. This is a robotic drone, self-piloting. It doesn't use a human operator. It's completely autonomous. And it was developed for deployment from carriers. And apparently they've just delivered the first one to the USS Harry Truman to basically go out and have sea tests. So I guess Maverick and Goose are going to show up in the unemployment line. We're going to grab a phone call. Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. You mentioned earlier about a woman being handcuffed and then tasered.
Yes.
And I was thinking about I'm a farmer, and when I have an animal, and I abuse it, a female animal, you know, be it a cow or so, there is always a chance, if I'm doing that, that the cow might abort the calf. And the same thing can happen to a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you know, if you're abusing the calf, you're going to have all the animal rights people come on down on you. But there don't seem to be any human rights activists out there to say, you know, you ought not to be abusing, you know, these women in your captivity. And it's kind of funny. It's a very sick, twisted part of our society that we seem to be far more obsessed with protecting abused pets than with protecting abused fellow human beings.
And another thing, you know, like when you're handling big animals, and I give them as much freedom as possible. But sometimes, you know, when for example, when a cow is protective of a calf or so, and I've been in many times in deadly danger, you know, where they were up to kill me, I don't run around with a revolver at the halter, you know, and then pluck them between the ears.
Well, I think you're getting into a gray area. Sometimes that is necessary. Years ago when I was working at the Table Mountain Observatory, we had a major problem with rattlesnakes on the premises, and there was a mountain lion that had somehow gotten inside the perimeter fence. And so for a while there, we were all packing revolvers, you know, with 3 and 3, hollow point and snake shot. So, you know, you have to take care of yourself. But I think the point that I want to get here is that at least in the United States of America, you know, you see all the TV commercials, please give us money, we'll save the abused kittens and the abused puppies. And everybody is always, you know, they're obsessed about the kittens and puppies, but they don't want to look at the way the government is treating their fellow human beings. And I think that's a little sick.
And as I say, you know, what the cases I've seen there, you know, thanks to the internet, as YouTube, you know, you got a whole bunch of cops around, there comes a little bit of a roll, and plop, a folly's laying there, they're dead. You know, and then afterwards it gets sorted out and they come up with some kind of a lame excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I say, what kind of chicken shits are running around there?
Please don't use that kind of language on this radio. Everybody, let's be polite and civil.
Well, sorry, but as I say, sometimes it has to be said, you know, and it is a lot less offensive than having people being dead.
Well, no, I agree with you on that part of it. You know, we're all worried about being humane to little tiny animals, and we've completely gone blind about the inhumanity to our own species. People are being treated worse than animals in this country.
You know what the Lord said in the Bible about the scribes and Pharisees. You choke at a gnat and you swallow a camel.
I'm not sure how germane that is, but thank you for the call. We're going to let you go here and move on to some other stories. But yeah, it is kind of weird where, you know, corporate media is always offering up, please save the kittens, save the puppies, save the whales, save whatever. And yet we're seeing the government brutalize the American people. And somehow we've been convinced that, all right, this is just the way it's supposed to be. We'll be worried about the little kittens and the puppies, but they're in police custody. They obviously deserve whatever is being done to them. No, as a matter of fact, this handcuffed woman did not deserve to be tased over and over and over again. And tasers are not non-lethal. They do kill people. We know the mechanism by which they kill. We had an expert cardiologist on this show a couple of years ago who basically came in and said, yes, when that electric jolt, if it hits you at the exact right moment in the heart's pumping cycle, the heart will go into fibrillation and the person will die. And we've seen people dying from tasers all the time. And every time the courts always say, well, I guess there was something wrong with them. Couldn't possibly be anything wrong with the taser. The manufacturer has assured us these things are non-lethal. You know, just like Monsanto assuring us that GMOs are safe and more of that whole same situation. Alrighty, getting into economic news here. Even this one made the corporate media. Maybe they're trying to say, see, we're holding the bankers to account. But HSBC is going to pay a record £1.2 billion for laundering Mexican drug cartel money. And but again, because they're dealing with a corporation, they'll pay the fine. They'll charge their customers more to cover the costs. Nobody goes to jail. And I think that was not what was intended by corporate laws. In fact, my understanding of corporate laws is that if you are an executive at a corporation, you are legally isolated from the normal vicissitudes of business. If you're running a corporation and it goes bankrupt just because business is business and things go wrong, the corporation's creditors cannot come after your personal property. That's corporate protection. But if you knowingly commit a crime, the corporate protection goes away. And I want to know why we're not seeing these people who are criminals inside the financial system, which appears to be most of them, why they're not getting handcuffed and then tasered repeatedly by the Oklahoma police. Now, over at Before It's News, there was an interesting story, and the headline reads, "Some asset prices appeared highly valued in a historical context relative to indicators of their riskiness." Basically, what it means is another bubble is starting. There's going to be another real estate, rather a stock pump and dump. They're going to go on doing these scams until somebody makes them stop. And if the government isn't going to make them stop, it's going to be up to the people. No matter how bad these financial frauds harm the people of the country, the banks are going to go on doing it because they're making money and they don't care what damage they cause to anybody else. We already know they're trying to froth up the real estate market again. They're back to bundling mortgages again. They're bundling student loans and car loans and security contracts. We all bundle. And they're all going to turn out to be massive problems. They didn't learn anything from 2008 because they didn't pay the costs. There's an old saying that a man cuts his wisdom teeth the first time he bites off more than he can chew. But that educational benefit is lost if the teeth that get to do the biting and the teeth that have to do the chewing aren't in the same mouth. And that's where we are right now. Wall Street bites off whatever they want, and when it turns out to be gristle, the American people have to do the chewing. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, talking about the economy a little bit. George Soros is out there screaming that more bailouts are needed to save Europe. And there's something going on here that I don't think the great and powerful Mr. Soros really understands. It's a convenient solution to have governments continually bail out all these banks after their fraud and criminality. But who's going to bail out the governments? I mean, I know the banks will be glad to loan money back to the government, but that's kind of what got everybody into this mess. The bailouts themselves are just another version of the pyramid scheme. Soros is out there saying, yeah, this is a real good idea. Let's go on and do this one. Hoo-hoo-hoo. All righty, let's see. The balance of trade in the United States, the trade deficit is up. Almost 5%, 4.9% in October to $42.2 billion a month. That's almost $1.5 billion going out of the nation's economy every single day and not coming back. You cannot do that year after year after year after year and keep the value of the dollar up. That's why they're trying to go around and invade all these countries and put them all back on Bretton Woods. Basically, what it means is every single day, It's probably a lot heavier here in December as we head into the Christmas, as we struggle through the Christmas shopping center. And I'm definitely part of that 45% that could live without all this nonsense. That means every single day, the United States imports almost $1.5 billion worth of goods more than it is exporting. In an ideal functioning economy, imports and exports should pretty much match each other. But the U.S. doesn't make anything anybody wants anymore. They're building better cars in other countries. Nobody wants our GMO produce anymore. More and more countries are putting bans in place on that. That's another economic, as long as we have a trade deficit like that, there is no economic recovery possible. Money has to be flowing into the economy to give them any chance to pay off any of those debts. But those other countries, they're dealing with debts as well. It's a world plunged into debt, and it doesn't make any sense because there should be as many nations free and clear of debt as there are nations in debt. So for every nation to be in debt to the private central bank only underscores that it's intentional. It's by design. It's rule by debt slavery. And it's time for it to go. All righty. Big news happening at the top of the show. The Michigan House passed the right-to-work legislation. Michigan is now the 24th right-to-work state. And, of course, the unions are screaming, this is an end to our power and influence. It's a body check against unions. And I have to admit, I'm a little conflicted about this. Because I understand right now that unions are needed to fight back against the continued enforced lowering of wages and salaries and benefits. And the more that wages and salaries are driven down, the less people have to go to the stores and buy the products that companies are making. I don't understand why America's financial and political leadership doesn't understand that before you harvest money out of the American people, you must have given them the job situation where they can make that money in the first place. But everybody in the structure is thinking only about their own immediate profitability and greed. And that's why the system is falling apart. Now, that being said, I think right to work is a good idea because my personal experience with unions has been extraordinarily negative. Unions were the bane of my existence during my years in Hollywood. I got blocked from getting into the cameraman's union through a union technicality. I'd actually qualified under something that was called the off-roster project. And they said, no, we're going to invoke subsection B, paragraph C, 27B stroke Z. That says we don't have to give you a union card if we don't want to. And I tooth and nail. One of the reasons I went into computer animation is because at that time, it was the new thing. The unions didn't have their claws into it. We built an entire independent segment of film production out of nothing. Of course, now the unions have hopped in, carved it all up. Everybody has a union card. Generalists are not allowed any longer. And us old-time computer animated people, we're not welcome anymore because we're not members of the union. Look for the union label and all the rest of that. So my personal experience with unions is very negative. They have never been anything but a headache to me. And but at the same time, in this particular economy, they do serve a purpose. I think what's going to happen now is this idea of exclusion of workers has to go. But I think the unions can survive by making their membership look attractive enough where people will say, yes, I choose to want to become a member of the union and give you my dues because you're going to help me get a better life. But I'm glad to see this whole idea where a union can keep qualified people out of the union. Got a joke about unions when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Wow. Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little problems with this mixer here. So this joke about this union official goes to a house of ill fame. He's walking up, and in the front window are all these gorgeous, beautiful young women. And he walks inside and talks to the madam and says, I want you to know I'm a union official, and I believe in unionization. And the madam says, you're absolutely right here. And, you know, we're a union bordello. Leads him into this room where there's this old, old hag, and she's all wrinkled and dried. And the guy goes out to the madam and says, can I get one of the younger girls? And says, no, she's got seniority. Anyway, we got a caller on the line, Michael in North Carolina. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I've heard that joke. I work for a union company. But I'm in management, and not in the union. Now, just real quick, I heard you mention the HSBC, and, I know a lot of people use them, and we just, me and my wife went through a recent situation with them, and it's funny because I saw the article where they've been fined, which, by the way, anyone else that did that would be in jail if you or I did it, but they've been fined this seemingly astronomical amount, but it's really not. It's just a pittance for them.
Yes.
But I've gone through a process with HSBC. We closed our account with them because we went to a credit union because we're done with the big banks. So all of a sudden when we close the account, we get a charge for $39. So my wife doesn't tell me this, but the charges keep multiplying. So it got up to about $289 that they were charging us because the original charge, of course, because we didn't pay it, there was a late fee attached to it. So finally she brings it to me, and she says, you know, we owe the bank $289. And I said, well, the hell we do. You know, it was just, it was a case of going through a period of 4 months. And I know all banks do it, but this one was egregious, to where I had to contact not only the Consumer Protection Board, but also the Better Business Bureau. And as soon as I did that, magically, the problem was solved. But how many people didn't do that? You know, how many people just paid it?
Oh, that's a real ongoing problem where corporations will hit you with all kinds of bogus charges you never agreed to, and they expect the majority of people will just pay it just to not have to deal with the hassle, and they won't fight back, and that's a real big problem.
And the worst part is that my brother is actually, he's an executive with a very large bank. And one time I made it a point to bring to him because, I love my brother to death, but he thinks because he works for a bank, he's the smartest guy in the room, and he's not. So I brought him a series of charges that his bank charged me with absolutely no, you know, the charges weren't even valid. And I'm like, and I explained to him, too. I said, I know what you guys do. 80% of the people are going to pay that. And it's only $6 or $2 or $3.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll take you to the Supreme Court because I ain't paying it. When I see a charge on there that says I visited a teller and I haven't been at a bank in 5 years, how many people just pay that charge? And doesn't that add directly to the bottom line of those banks?
Yes, it does. And the banks are aware that the vast majority of people only take a cursory glance at their statement when it comes every month, and they'll just miss it because, as you say, it's only $7, and people just sort of gloss right over it, and they're not really paying attention. And that part of that is because these customers are blinded by their belief that banks are honest and ethical and honorable, and that belief is what blinds them to the crimes that are taking place right in front of their face.
Yeah, it really does. And when you look at the. And I see when you talk about the banks and the economic system, you know, I understand your frustration because I've, you know, through self-education have, you know, become aware of what is going on in the macro. And I try and tell people all the time, and it's funny because some people, like, react very differently, like, oh, that can't be true. But I don't say, yes, it's true because I said it. I said, if you think that I'm lying to you, go look it up. Here's where you can go and look it up.
Yeah, that's always the best solution. Again, people are enslaved to their beliefs, and those beliefs keep them from seeing what's going on right before their very eyes. That's why, as a culture, we're brainwashed to allow beliefs to control our thought processes. It starts early in childhood. That's why they grab you and put you in Sunday school and kindergarten to start giving you the beliefs that will control you for the rest of your life. I'm curious, what was that original $39 charge for since you'd closed your account?
Okay. Well, here's the funny part, is my wife physically went into a branch because you can't do it online, mm-hmm. oddly enough. You can do everything else online, but you can't close your account online. So she physically went into a branch and closed the account. And the account balance, when she got it, was zero. It was zero. And it wasn't until weeks later that we got the $39 charge for basically not closing our account. So I was like, you know, when I looked at the, you know, she didn't show me till later. When I looked at everything, I was like, well, I don't understand where the $39 comes from. You had a zero balance when you closed your account. So it was just like one more charge they could tack on. And, I mean, she had a zero balance on her account, and they just mm-hmm. tacked on a $39 fee. And then they kept, you know, they kept gigging us every time we didn't pay the $39 fee.
Well, it's weird that they could tack the charge onto an account that was already closed. But I'm aware that some credit card companies now, if you don't maintain a minimum balance of indebtedness and interest payments, they're starting to charge a fee for credit cards that are not really being used. Or if you have a zero balance, you've paid it off, they'll just go ahead and close down the card. And, you know, again, banks do not exist to serve the community. They are for-profit ventures, and, you know, it's like Ferengi are running the American financial system. It's everything is about profit and more money and more, just any way they can take it, they'll take it. And because of the Federal Reserve Act, banks are now irrevocably intertwined with our lives. We've lost our freedom to say no to involvement with the banking system. Prior to that, Americans had the freedom whether or not they were going to use the banks. When this nation was founded, you worked, you got paid. You could keep that money in your pocket. You could voluntarily choose whether you were going to put some of it in the bank or not. And you chose to volunteer whether you were going to avail yourself of the bank's credit services. Now that freedom is gone. Just using Federal Reserve notes, you are using money that is the proceed of a loan and interest, and it's accumulating interest while it's in your possession. And, once they have that monopoly on the nation's economy, of course, fees are going to go up, service is going to go down, and there's always going to be endless new fees that they're imposing on their customers, sometimes underhandedly, in order to try and keep themselves solvent as they try and figure out a way out of this whole disaster, this mortgage-backed security fraud, that crashed the whole system. And we saw this with the foreclosure frauds and, you know, all of that stuff going on. And nobody has yet gone to jail for all of that massive foreclosure fraud.
No, and if you and I even, on a minor scale did the same thing, we'd be in jail. I try and break it down to people, like, very simply, like the guys that I work with and people that I encounter in my life. I was like, it's the same thing as Vegas. I like blackjack. I've lost a lot of money at blackjack, but I've also won some.
Yeah, if they ever change it 23, I'm going to own that strip.
They took a risk. They lost. Then we gave them your money, and they loaned it back to you at interest. That's the only thing that I say.
A good model, since we're talking about Las Vegas, I mean, imagine a casino where somebody can come in and play, and if they win the money, they get to take it home. And if they go bust, they pass a hat among the casino employees, the bartenders, the room maids, the bellhops, and they force them all to chip some money in to cover the losses so the big player can go back for another spin at the wheel. That would be a wonderfully successful casino, and it actually exists. It's called Wall Street.
Hey, Mike, real quick, I'm going to tell you. One thing I recently started doing, I made a little pamphlet. We know where that comes from.
Yes.
I started handing it to cops, and it's the Constitution.
Oh, you're a terror suspect now.
I know. I know I am. I went to Kinko's. I ran off about 200 of those things. And every time I encounter a cop, whether it's in a convenience store or whether they're driving down the road, I'll say, hey, why don't you take this and give it a look? Strike one for liberty, my man.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, I don't know, but aren't the police also supposed to swear an oath to uphold the Constitution? Isn't that part of their indoctrination procedure? I'm not sure about that, but it ought to be. It ought to be. Every police officer ought to swear an oath to uphold and obey the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Well, a lot of these guys are former military, too, and I'm telling you right now, the military guys that I speak to and that I converse with, hey, that's what we did, and that's what we're going to uphold, and that's it.
A lot of police are like that. Sadly, unfortunately, a lot of police are not like that, and I guess they get disillusioned about that whole Constitution thing because of the experiences they go through in those war zones, and they basically come back with the attitude of, I got to survive, and all these people are potential enemies, which is where we're seeing all these abuses come from.
True that. Mike, you have a good day. Thanks for hearing me.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to George in Texas. George, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? My experience with unions was they sure took away a lot of personal initiative on the job, because I worked for a Stater Brothers as a meat cutter.
Yes.
And I was told by my coworkers, don't work too hard. You make everybody look bad.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that as well in the unionized part of Hollywood, and same thing in education. I think the biggest disaster to hit education was the unionization of the teachers, because they took a profession and reduced it to a trade, And my wife and I know somebody, one of our friends from when we were in Los Angeles, and she's a union teacher, and I got to be honest, she's terrible. And I know teaching because I've taught at two different times in my life. I really enjoyed it, and I tried to do a good job. But you're absolutely right. That whole union attitude of we're all, you know, just going to go through the motions and do what the management requires and obey the union rules, and we don't – it does take away initiative because promotion is based on simply staying there longer than anybody else. And it is, and I think that's one of the negatives against unions.
Well, one thing I would like to see in our Constitution is government workers are forbidden to unionize because I've seen a lot of unions paralyze cities where people want one thing, but the unions say, no, because it cuts into their political power.
Well, you know, again, it's a gray issue because right now we need the unions to protect the pay and pensions of our firefighters and teachers and police. So there's no easy solution there. But on the other hand, let me give you an example. Again, coming out of show business, feather bedding, where the union will say you have to have more than one person to do the job. And I'll give you a really good example. When you're setting up your lights on a soundstage or a film location, the electrical cable that runs from the generator to the lights basically comes in three sizes, half inch, three quarter inch, and one inch, depending upon how much load it has to carry. And there's one union guy with one union card for the half inch cable, and then there's another union guy with another union card for the three quarter inch cable, and there's a third guy with a different union card for the one-inch cable. And it's a little bit absurd. It's all just cable. New York theater stage. If you burn out a lamp on a stage light, it's one guy with one union card to take the old light bulb out, and it's a different guy with a different union card to put the new light bulb in. That kind of abuse, definitely works against the popular support of the unions. Along with this exclusion stuff. And again, it was the bane of my existence when I was in film. You know, wasn't allowed to do certain things, wasn't allowed. And I'll give you a really good example. When I was working on Off the Map, what I was doing for them is I was doing all the on-set computer display, video playback. We'd have to rig these EKG machines to show stuff was happening, like he's going into a cardiac arrest or something to match the screenplay. And it was something I, kind of always done in the local film community. Then all of a sudden, the union comes out and says, this is now under union jurisdiction. And I got kicked off the show. And then 2 weeks later, they called back and said, the union guy can't do the job. And they actually went to the union and said, you got to let this guy back in. And so I did it for three more episodes. And at that point, I'd kind of reached the point of being fed up with it all and needing to make a choice between staying, trying to get back a film career, and deciding that maybe whatever is left of my life has got to be spent trying to head off the... we can't stop World War III. I've accepted that. What I'm trying to do now is minimize the damage of World War III on the American people. And so I kind of walked away from it. I'm finding out I actually don't miss it as much as I thought I was going to. So that's kind of where we are.
Well, I'm at the point, like, with the system, instead of playing tug-of-war with the system, trying to hold on to what... sovereignty, personal sovereignty I have. I just started to think of, I'm not going to play the tug-of-war game anymore. I'm just going to drop the rope.
And then we get to watch them all flop over on the ground, and that's kind of fun.
I think if the American people just did that, just drop the rope, the government would collapse.
I think a lot more and more people are dropping the rope, and I think this government is going to collapse, and this is why I keep saying, no violence, please. I know a lot of people are thinking about that right now. It's a bad idea. The government is hoping there'll be violence because they know how to deal with that. What they don't know how to deal with is 300 million Americans standing up and saying, no, we will not be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street's financial crimes, Israel's aggressions, and this ravenous war machine that is devouring our planet as we speak. And they don't know how to deal with that. And I really do think the collapse of the U.S. economy and the federal government is inevitable. I don't know when, but I think it is inevitable at this point. So, again, stay calm, be patient. I know you're all dealing with a great deal of government-imposed suffering and hardship, but, again, just wait them out. It's going to happen.
Well, you know, the thing is, I kind of know, like, the elites don't know what to do because Lindsey Williams, I'm not attacking him or anything, but from what his elitist guy says, he said He said the currency is going to collapse by Christmas. The economy is going to collapse after the election. And then he comes back and says, well, we're not going to have a currency collapse for another 4 years. That's just, and he just completely contradicted himself. And he sort of like said, oh, I never said that. And, you know, it's just, I don't really think the elite know what they're going to do. I think they can't stop this collapse from happening.
No, they can't. I mean, all this talk about it's a planned takedown of the U.S. economy is nonsense. They don't want the economy to collapse. Their own fortunes are tied up with it. The collapse is coming. They can't stop it. Right now, their sole approach is loot the American people to patch it over a little bit longer, and maybe I'll die happy before the big collapse comes. I don't think they've got that much time. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, George.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Getting back to the economic news. Federal Express is in a little tiny bit of trouble. There was a lawsuit brought against them for systematic overcharging of corporate and government clients. Now, there's supposed to be two different fee schedules. One for residential consumer level, the what you and I are paying to FedEx our Christmas presents wherever they're going, those of us who are buying Christmas presents. For me, everybody's getting kind thoughts for Christmas this year. Anyway, so FedEx was systematically overcharging customers. They were billing businesses and government offices at the higher residential rates. And the reason this is going to go very badly for them, this went over like 5 or 6 years. And apparently an email surfaced where one of the executives said, we've got a problem here. This has been going on for years, and nobody is attempting to address the fact that we're charging these clients the wrong fees. And he says, quote, my belief is that we are choosing not to fix this issue because it is worth so much money to FedEx. And this email has surfaced in the middle of a class action lawsuit against Federal Express for overcharging as much as $3 each on millions of packages delivered. And the plaintiffs in the class action are saying this is a violation of federal civil racketeering laws, so they're talking treble the damages. However much the overcharge was, FedEx is going to have to pay at least three times as much. And I know for a lot of us, FedEx is supposed to be a really good company and recognizes, you know, as what American enterprise can be. Now it turns out they've been playing fast and loose. And we shouldn't be surprised. When the economy goes really bad, companies will start playing fast and loose with their bill. Like the gentleman who called in about the bank putting added charges on their statement for teller visits when they didn't actually visit a teller. And they just sort of hope people will pay it and not pay attention to it. All businesses tend to do this. And they sort of rationalize it by saying, well, it's just to get us through the cash crunch. It's just to get us through the tight times. And we'll make amends to our customers after it's all over. And pretty soon they reach a point where they're dependent on continuing these frauds. And then they're trapped, and then they're stuck, and then they get caught, as FedEx just did. And it's kind of sad to read, because one of our personal friends is involved with FedEx. And I hope this doesn't come back to harm her job, because obviously FedEx is going to have to come up with this money someplace. They certainly can't go back and start charging higher fees to all their customers to cover it. So we'll see what happens. It's kind of disappointing news here. Over at activistpost.com, they're talking about the time has come to decentralize big retail. In other words, to start going after companies like Walmart and start bringing the jobs back home. They're absolutely right. Walmart is one of the worst abuses of the American economy there is. We'll be right back.